Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you've had a good weekend. Monday has returned. Yeah, it's February 23rd, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. We all know it's pretty easy to find out where our friends are if you're using Android or an Apple phone. But those that are on Windows Phone, you've been left a little out, haven't you? Well, not anymore, at least apparently to the Spanish site Microsoft Place. Some details have leaked out about this new service coming from Microsoft called PeopleSense. That's going to let you share and track locations with other Windows Phone users. Concept is basically just as Apple's Find My Friends, but with a little bit more bells and whistles. You can call or message contacts in the app. You can even get directions if you'd like to meet that person face-to-face. It could be a little spooky. As of right now, PeopleSense is currently in beta testing, and it's actually not even known as PeopleSense. It's called BuddyAware. No official release date has been announced, but it won't be any surprise if it ends up in Windows 10. While we're speaking of Microsoft, and if you got Norton Virus, did you kind of know that when you updated it, you went to launch Internet Explorer and... in work. That's right, users over the weekend with an overnight update from Norton Antivirus couldn't use Internet Explorer whatsoever. Many users were actually outraged and switched over to either Google Chrome or Mozilla Firefox to vent their frustrations on the Norton Antivirus forums. Most people said, I just uninstalled Norton Security and IE started working, then reinstalled it, and then once the patch was deployed, IE started crashing again. Finally, it seemed that the staff over at Norton started to realize what was going on and then said, kindly run a manual live update, then adding, kindly stop using workarounds. Yeah, that's what they said to their users. Kindly stop using workarounds. Many news agencies actually looked over to Norton to find a comment of exactly what went wrong, and they've never replied. Not to a single person. So if you're a user and you're just hearing about this for the first time, just go ahead and rerun Norton Live Update. Or better yet, just install the piece of crap. It's been known for quite some time that you had to be kind of on the inside if you wanted to try out Apple's new beta softwares, particularly for iOS. But it looks like things might be changing over there at the Apple campus, at least this time around. Apple wants to let users test iOS beta versions for the first time. No, you don't have to be that premium you've paid and then got to keep everything secret. No, public beta testing at Apple. I can't believe it. They're saying in an effort to eliminate bugs from the upcoming iOS versions, they want to release it to the public to test out. Apple intends to release the iOS 8.3 to public beta starting sometime in mid-March. And just like early iOS developer builds, the public betas will include a dedicated app that allows users to report bugs straight to Apple. They're also hoping that launching the public beta versions of iOS will also reduce the demand for unauthorized sales of beta downloads from developer accounts. I've said it last week and I'll say it again. Some strange things going on over there at Apple. Stuff I never thought we'd ever see. All this talk about Google making self-driving cars, Apple making self-driving cars. Well, Volvo's had enough of their crap. Volvo has publicly stated that it intends to get self-driving cars on the road sooner than those other people. In fact, by 2017. They're already in the process with a pilot program called Drive Me. The firm says it plans to get 100 self-driving cars on the road just 2 years from now. And the automaker is saying that if there's no death or serious injuries, they're going to have more cars on the road by 2020. Nice to know that's their gauge for if it works or not. Did anybody die? Okay, no. Go ahead with it. Volvo says the Drive Me pilot program includes several components, including radar, sensors, cameras, 360-degree vision, ultrasonic sensors, high-performance GPS, and connectivity to cloud services. Kind of sounds like a drone on wheels. Probably got a big sign in the back window saying, go on, try and hack me. And finally, stranger and stranger stuff just keeps coming out of Japan. Last week, we had a few things that just boggled the mind, and this boggles the mind even more. Ever been running, just, you know, really working up sweat, working, running, and all of a sudden you get a craving for a tomato? Me neither. Well, apparently, the folks over in Japan think that maybe we will in the future. I don't know. They have developed a wearable machine. Yes, you just wear it on the top of your back over there, and you're like a backpack, really. And it dispenses tomatoes right into your mouth as you're running. Why on earth would we want this? Apparently, it's a PR stunt to help promote tomatoes over bananas, saying that Dole Japan has sponsored Japan's marathon since 2008, and they want to change all that. Don't believe me or just needing a big laugh on this Monday? Head on over to YouTube. Check it out. Kagome, K-A-G-O-M-E. Should be the first in the results there. Have fun. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, I sure hope, with a lot more interesting news. Seems that nothing is happening over the weekend lately in tech. Maybe that'll change in April when the Apple Watch comes out. Who knows? But until then, I do hope you have a fantastic Monday. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much for listening.